Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an old-school inspired drum and bass bassline using an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12, then resample it into audio edits, so it starts behaving like real arrangement material instead of just a looping MIDI part. This is a super useful way to work in DNB, especially if you're aiming for that roller, jungle refix, or darker halftime twame in hybrid energy. The big idea is simple. Don't just make the bass sound bigger. Make it move. Print the best moments, and then chop those moments into something that feels alive. At 174 BPM, a bass line can get stale fast if it just repeats the same pattern for 16 bars. So instead of writing loads of different MIDI clips, we're going to automate the synth first, resample the performance, and then edit the audio like a producer building tension in real time. That's the whole vibe here. Start by setting up a clean project. Put your tempo at 174 BPM, and if you can, load in a reference track so you've got a quick point of comparison for bass weight, stereo width, and drum energy. Keep your template simple. A drums group, a bass MIDI track, a bass resample audio track, and an FX or atmosphere track. On the bass MIDI track, load up a straightforward synth like Wavitable, Operator, or Analog. You do not need an insane patch here. In fact, the cleaner the source, the better the resample will respond. Use a saw or square on oscillator 1, a slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2, and a low-pass filter with a bit of resonance. Give it a fast attack and a short decay so the notes feel punchy and controlled. Now write the bass rhythm first, not the melody. That's very important in DNB. Old-school bass lines usually work best when the groove is doing the heavy lifting. Keep the note count low, maybe 3 to 5 notes in a bar or two-bar phrase, and leave room for the kick and snare. Think offbeats, gaps, and little replies around the snare. Let the bass weave around the drums instead of smashing straight through them. A good starting shape is a short note on beat 1, a gap for the kick, another hit around the end of 2, then a longer note that leans into beat 3, and a quick answer phrase after that. You can stay on one root note for the first pass. If you want extra tension, throw in an octave jump or a fifth, but don't overcomplicate it. In darker DNB, one strong root can carry the whole idea if the rhythm and automation are on point. Before we automate anything, shape the sound with a few stock devices. Add saturator for some harmonics, auto filter for motion, glue compressor for a bit of glue, and utility to keep the low end centered and controlled. A little drive goes a long way here. You want enough saturation for the bass to read on smaller speakers, but not so much that the sub disappears. If the patch gets too harsh, back it off and keep it focused. Now comes the key part, the automation first performance pass. This is where you treat the synth like you're performing the drop. Automate the filter cutoff, the resonance, the detune or unison amount, the Wavitable position if you're using Wavitable, and maybe the saturator drive. You can also automate the track volume for little accents, but keep it musical. The important thing is not to automate everything at once. Pick a few parameters that clearly change the feel of the bass. For example, open the filter a bit in the first bar, increase the drive in the second bar, pull the cutoff down right before a snare hit, then give the Wavitable position or detune a push at the end of the phrase. That way the bass starts to feel like it's talking. A useful mindset here is question and answer. Make one phrase feel like a statement, then follow it with a smaller reply. Maybe you have 3 hits, then a single answer, or a long note, then 2 short stabs. That contrast is what makes the loop feel composed instead of just repeated. Now record it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and print at least 8 bars of the performance. If you can, do 2 passes, one with the full mix, and one with just drums and bass. The mixed pass helps you judge the arrangement, and the cleaner pass gives you better material for slicing. And don't be afraid to record a few slightly messy or over-animated passes on purpose. Sometimes the best fills come from the take where the filter opened too far or the rhythm got a little dangerous. Those bad passes can be gold. Once the audio is recorded, start thinking in edits. Drag the resample into a new audio clip or keep it on the track, and start slicing it around transients and phrase changes. Keep the strongest half bar and quarter bar moments, reverse tiny sections before a downbeat if you want a bit of tension, and duplicate a good bass hit to turn it into a call and response pattern. A classic move is to take a full phrase in bar 1, then in bar 2 chop it into a shorter answer with space before the snare. In bar 3, repeat the main phrase but remove the last hit. Then in bar 4, use just the grittiest slice as a fill. That's where the bass starts behaving like an edit tool rather than just a sound. If the resampled audio has great character but the low end feels unstable, split the roll. Keep a dedicated sub track with a simple sine or sine-like tone, and let the resampled bass handle the movement and grit. You can high-pass the resampled layer or low-pass it around the low mids so it doesn't fight the sub. This is especially important at DNB tempo, because the low end needs to stay stable and clean even while the top of the bass is doing all kinds of animated stuff. Now bring in the drums and test the bass against the break or two-step groove. This part matters a lot. The bass should answer the snare, leave space for ghost notes, and work with the break instead of stomping over it. If the kick is getting crowded, use EQ to carve space. If the break is too spiky, a bit of drum boss or gentle compression can help. But always keep the groove in mind first. In DNB, the rhythm usually sells the bass line more than the sound design does. Once the resampled edits are in place, start automating the bigger arrangement moves. That could mean slowly opening the filter over 8 bars, adding a delay throw on the last note of a phrase, sending a little reverb to just one chop before a drop, or muting the bass for a beat before a snare fill. Those arrangement moves are what keep the section feeling like it's progressing. A strong example is this. The first 4 bars are sparse with filtered bass ghosting in, the next 4 bars hit with a full chop drop, then you remove every second bass note to create breathing room, and finally you bring in a dirtier resample for the switch up. That kind of structure gives you movement without needing to rewrite the whole idea. Make sure to do a mix check before you call it done. Collapse everything to mono with utility and see if the bass still works. Check the balance between sub, kick, and snare. If the resampled layer is too harsh around the upper mids, trim some of that area around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And don't chase loudness yet. Leave yourself headroom and keep the track DJ friendly with clean intro and outro sections. If you want to push this further, there are a few really useful extra moves. Try printing a few 2-bar chunks instead of only full 8-bar phrases, because those shorter captures are often easier to edit into fills and transitions. Use clip envelopes for tiny micro moves after resampling, like a slight gain bump on a pickup, or a tiny filter dip on the last hit. And if you want a heavier feel, layer a quiet bright accent copy above the bass, high passed so it only adds bite and not weight. For darker, heavier DNB, keep the first half of the phrase a bit darker and open it up later. A tiny cutoff spike into saturation can feel more aggressive than just turning the volume up. And if you want the bass to feel more live, let one or two edited slices be just a little over the top. Those dangerous little moments are what give edits character. Here's a great practice drill if you want to lock this in. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. Write a 1-bar bass phrase using one root note and one octave jump. Add a simple synth with a low-pass filter and slight detune. Automate cutoff, drive, and one timbre parameter over 4 bars. Resample the performance, slice it into a handful of edits, and rearrange them so one bar answers another and the last bar ends with a fill. Then check the whole thing in mono and make one fix to the sub or EQ balance. If you remember just a few things from this lesson, make them these. Build the bass rhythm first. Automate the movement before you resample. Chop the resample into edits that interact with the drums, and keep your sub separate from your character layer. That is how you get bass lines that feel performed, printed, and edited into the track instead of just looped. That's the move. Simple idea, strong automation, printed into audio, then cut into something that feels proper for an old school DNB arrangement. Now go make the bass talk.